Absolutely. The incident took place last Wednesday around 2 o'clock when the parents were picking up their children from school, from the National School in Dunkaneely, the far side of town, when a truck came along and literally, almost created something really, really catastrophic. The parents are traumatised. They've talked about this junction for, or this area for a long, long time. The council have done everything that they could under the regulations. There's five different warnings before you get to that set of traffic lights, but this driver didn't. He just ploughed on. Luckily, as I said, there was no fatalities. The people in Dunkaneely now are so fed up. They had a meeting on Wednesday night, and on Thursday, and a representative came to me to ask, could there be speed monitoring on that area, that they want a Garda presence in that region in Dunkaneely. And I cannot blame them because I've seen it myself. I've walked it. I pass through there every day, and you can see where they are overtaken on in an area that should not be overtaken. So there's a number of items that the committee that was just formed the other night have come up with, trying to put in stops, or not ramps, but certainly a calming, move the signage down further down the road, 50 km/h, and all of that. But they're really genuinely concerned, and that's just one side of Dunkaneely. You've got the other side as well. All the traffic goes through Dunkaneely from Killybegs, from Glencolumb Kill, as I said earlier on at the meeting, and it's just a very heavy flow and a lot of stuff. It's a really, really busy street, obviously, so there's no bypass, so everything goes through the town, and the children and the parents are taking their lives into their hands every time they have to cross the road to go to the school. It's really not good enough. We have to do something about it. So this is a resort that we have to take to get them to slow down, and I suppose hit people in the pocket, and the odd ticket is no harm, because we all have to realise how important it is. If something happens to somebody's child, that's the end of it. So.
And as you said, it's gone way beyond a council issue now, and that the chief superintendent has proposed the Go Safe, it is declared a Go Safe van. Do you think this will be enough, say, for people that are unfamiliar with the area?
I would hope that it will help. I think there needs to be a regular Garda presence in this region for quite a while, for at least a number of weeks, and then sporadically then after that, just to make people aware. Because as someone said to me yesterday at the meeting, you know places where there has always been a van, or you know places where Gardaí would be have a high presence, you'll always slow down before it. So a regular driver or a lorry driver that's coming through and going into Killybegs won't be too long learning that this is an area where it's been manned and watched for speeding.